Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Transit Sense podcast with me, Tony Stevenson. I've got my very good friend, as always, and my Robin to my Batman. It's Mr. Ken Later. You all right, Ken? How's it going?
Very good, very good. Just got done my shift, a little tired. But
Yeah, you're always tired.
Yeah.
So, all those 13 kids.
It's either the kids at home or it's the work here, so give it my all.
Normally the kids have the same issue.
Right, they wear you down.
Yeah, not enough of kids, so I've had enough of kids this week. This episode, we're going to talk about a bugbear of everyone's, probably. Ken's been here a while, so he's been through this at times, the scheduling. And this is not a slagging off of the scheduling department of the HSR, because they do a pretty good job.
Yep, right.
It's a hard job, and it's not the easiest job to do. I've done some of this myself back home. It's a pretty strenuous job. Right. So we're going to talk about some of the pitfalls that the drivers have and some of the stuff that we have to put up with and bathroom breaks and stuff like that. So, Ken, if you want to start on where it's gone wrong.
Well,
over the last 30 years.
Over the years, I've seen it change around. We used to have a very service-oriented company. Saying the word company is kind of elusive, too. We are owned by the city.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like dividing up a pie. I guess the city has a budget they have to stick to because they have other departments to deal with. Unfortunately, we get kind of the sliver of the pie being transit. And they don't give much to our manager to run things with. He often asks for more, and they don't always give it to him. So the manager has a slice of pie, and he has to slice that pie up for each department.
Yeah.
So the scheduling department gets a slice of that pie, the slice. So, as do operations. But they don't have much as far as what they would like to have to improve the service. So whatever they're given, they work with.
Mm.
They stay within those margins.
They don't get much time, I don't think.
No.
To work out the schedules.
No. I mean, they don't maybe know the reality of a schedule, but they're given a budget restraint where they have to stay within numbers. So they stay within numbers. They've done their job.
Yeah.
Ironically, a lot of drivers don't understand this, but the only way that they have any room to maneuver is not from within their scheduling department or even with the manager. They get room to maneuver the times is from us as operators. As one scheduler that left here to move on to a different department in the city told us, he said, you have to prove us wrong.
Yeah.
In other words, a driver or operator has to show the scheduling department.
The schedule doesn't work.
In all due honesty, this doesn't cut it. I can't serve the public safely. Mm. I can't drive within the speed limit or less, depending on the situation, the weather, whatever. Under these conditions.
See, that's the biggest bugbear I have for this. You know my opinions on schedules.
Right.
To me, the schedule means fuck all to me. I don't look at it. When I sign my work, I don't look at the paddles. I don't care what the paddle says.
Right.
If it says I leave the go station at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then I'll leave there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
That means I'm going to get to my end of line on time. Because 99.9% of the time, I don't get to my end of line on
exactly.
time. Because I know the schedules suck.
Right.
And I drive to the speed limit.
Yeah.
And I'll stop to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
If I need a piss.
Yeah.
And if I need a cup of coffee, I'll stop. I don't, and my bugbear is, now it's no disrespect to the older guys, I think the newer drivers are not as bad at driving fast, allegedly driving fast or stuff like that. The older guys tend to, because they've been putting up with this shit for so long.
Exactly.
Like yourself, we're on the same wavelength
right.
with this thing. You
right.
don't really care about the schedule either.
No.
You care about it because
you want to
try and get... keep the bus on time.
Yeah, you want to do it right.
My priority is safety.
You
can't. It's not keeping the bus on time because a lot of the schedules suck.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the Bayfront run that I do at the weekend. It sucks. I get like 11 minutes the first trip, 1 minute at the end of line. I'm fucking 8 minutes late by the time I get there. I can't make it. I'm not time traveler. I'm not Doc McFly where his name was from Back to the Fucking Future.
Doc Brown.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm not like fucking Michael J. Fox. I can't go back in time.
Just like
it's ridiculous.
Said, the pie before for the company, we also have a pie. Our pie is what's involved in our job. Scheduling is part of that.
Yeah, keeping a schedule. The schedule's stupid. The schedule is an archaic system that when I worked back home at London Buses, I know I keep going on about me back home. I'm probably getting fucking sick and tired of it after a few podcasts already. But I'm gonna say back home for forever. All right? That's just the way it is.
I like it.
And it's a cheers, Ken. At least you're not telling me to fuck off back
home. No.
I've digressed slightly. So the schedules at home, we had the similar schedule. In fact, it was exactly the same. You have to be a certain time point at such and such a time.
Right.
Then they realised that was impossible, especially in a city the size of London and the transit and stuff like that. You just can't do it.
Right.
So they said, okay, this bus, the number two bus, will be at Piccadilly Circus or wherever it was, every 8 minutes.
Right.
And then you had route controllers that looked after those routes, and they controlled the route. So if the first bus left the garage on time. The only buses that had proper schedules were the night buses, because they run every 15 minutes and they have to run to a schedule, and they did.
Right.
99%.
They didn't have the traffic, per se.
They didn't have the traffic. They didn't have the passenger loadings, stuff like that. They were still pretty busy, night buses. I think the night buses at home had as many passengers as the whole of the HSR service does a year, and that was just for the night buses.
Right.
So it was a pretty huge, pretty huge chunk.
Yeah.
But then they're the only ones who run on a schedule, and the first four or five buses out of the garage in the morning.
Right.
On the schedule.
Important, yes.
Because they're important. Sure. Everything in between was like every 8 minutes. Every 6 minutes. And then the route controller controlled those routes to the best of his or her abilities every 8 minutes. So if that bus, key one, was supposed to be at Piccadilly Circus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but he's 20 minutes late, but the one behind him has jumped in front of him and he's on time, okay, the buses are 8 minutes apart.
Right.
We'll sort out the driver's hours and stuff like that.
Right.
That's where they should be going.
Yep.
Obviously, you need more drivers, you need more spare drivers and stuff, but that... The system we have now is archaic.
Yeah.
It really is archaic. You can't have a schedule because one person getting on with a wheelchair mobility impaired visually impaired person, someone asked you two or three questions, your guy's lost his change, he's looking for some change.
Right.
Oh, shit, I've dropped my coffee on the floor. Your schedule's gone out the window in one stop.
Yeah.
Like, there's no leeway for that sort of stuff.
We look at schedules as from one intersection to another where there's time points, and that's understandable. That it'd be great if we could do it, and we try to do that.
Yeah, but they're set in a perfect world.
That's right.
Then
so
they're not set to have.
I think we don't see the other side of the way the company looks at a schedule. Okay, we don't see the side that they give us a point A to point B. Okay, there's so much time allowing that point A to point B. At the end, there's usually a little recovery time. Well, first of all, they tell you that's not for you.
That's for the route. Yeah,
for the route.
Same the world.
And that should account for special needs and other things that get in your way, traffic, whatever. Doesn't always.
No.
So I look at it this way: the company gives you an allowance, just like your father would give you an allowance.
No.
All right. How you spend that allowance is up to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you spend it safely.
Yeah, you spend it wisely.
And spend it wisely.
Not on pornography and cigarettes like I was just
Not for your personal life. So the thing is that I told our manager at our company, I'm not so interested in the arrival time.
That's the departure time.
It's the departure time that's important. If I can do that. If I can't, I still don't get too keyed up about it. Okay? But the departure time is important to as I see serving the public.
Yeah.
Okay, they're expecting to leave it at that time. Your arrival time, well, we want to have a break per se.
Hmm.
That's in our head. I call that the carrot in front of the horse.
Yeah.
It's not always there.
I need a cigarette. I need this.
Right,
a cup of coffee.
I really sympathize with people that smoke because, yes, the end of the line is important to that, for that. Okay. I don't smoke, so I don't have to worry about that.
I don't worry about that.
So I take my break wherever it's convenient for me. Like, for instance, I did a day off thing. You know, I quite often work my day off. And they gave me a beeline during the day. Well, that's great. I just happened to be driving a beeline where the other driver was on light duty. So I would drive for him. He'd be sitting there.
I think I've done that.
It's called passenger assistance, and they paid them the full rate.
I've done that for that guy as well.
Right.
A couple weeks back.
So he's getting off and says, I'll take a break at Eastgate. You carry on. I'll get you on the way back.
Mm.
Well, and that's fine. Now, what do I do?
Yeah.
I just keep driving, right?
Yeah.
Well, I asked them, listen, the Tim Hortons at the inner line used to be on Barton Street. It's no longer there. It's on Fruitland. I guess I can't stop there now. I wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. Oh, he says, I stopped there even during rush hour. They just go around you in the turning lane.
Yeah.
Okay, my plan's been made.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the inner line.
Fruitland all the time.
Right. I'm not worried about the inner line now.
Yeah, they know the bus is parked there.
Right. So I know I'm going to go to the Tim Hortons. It's all been arranged. Mm. And I was 10 minutes down. Doesn't matter. I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm using the washroom and maybe grab a coffee.
You need to piss. What the fuck? Jesus.
Sure, I do it.
You're human. You're not right.
I do it. That's my plan B. Yeah. It's already done.
See, the way they worked their schedules out, and they did it at home, it was you're going from one end of the line to the other. You've got 45 minutes.
Right.
Instead of people going on the buses and traveling, because it costs money and it costs and waste time. Well, not waste time, but it takes a lot of time to...
Hmm.
And they obviously don't sometimes... Some managers do. Some managers don't listen to the drivers. But they say you have 45 minutes to get from end of line.
Right.
There's 10 time points. Okay, we'll give you 3 minutes between time points. Yep. They don't actually work out where you need the time the most. Like, I've done like a...
Wish they did.
Oh, fuck, jeez. I wish they did.
But like, I've done
a Stonechurch piece on like a Sunday morning. You get bundles and bundles of time in the West End between golf links.
I know.
Until you get to Limeridge.
Most
and then
days.
When you get to the East End, you've got no time, but you've got the same amount of time points.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
I know
it's like
what you
20
mean.
20 time points.
I know.
The first 10 time points you get 30
it's
minutes.
It's not balanced.
Yeah, the second 10 time points, but those time points are busier, more traffic, more turns, more bus stops, mm-hmm. more people load in.
Yep.
Instead of having 3 minutes per time point, I'll have 2 minutes or a minute per time point for the first half of the run.
Right.
And then give me, don't just even it out, spread mm-hmm. it out over the course of the 45 minutes, because that makes no sense.
Right.
See, back home, we had... Across the pond, back in Old Blighty. they had this thing where, the buses must stop at every stop, whether there's a passenger there on waiting to get on or a passenger waiting
to
get
off. Didn't they have the signal over there?
Yeah, you do, but then they're different colour flags for different for stops. Oh, if it was a compulsory stop, it was a white flag with a red...
Is that from the World War II era?
Yeah. Fuck knows. Who designed it? It was an idiot. And then they decide, okay, every stop's going to be a white flag stop. That you have to stop at every stop. So they trialled it for a couple of months. And every bus, they tried it on some of the busier routes that go through Piccadilly Circus and they go through Oxford Street and stuff like that. Busy, busy routes.
Right.
How much time extra they would need. For an hour and 10-minute run, you'd need an hour and 45 minutes because it was taking them an extra half hour or 25 to 35 minutes per trip, per half a trip from one end to the other to stop at every bus stop. Open your door, close your door. Because in London, the bus stops have to be 200 yards apart because of the Disability Living Act.
Oh, okay.
There has to be a transit terminal within 200 yards of everyone's house.
That's speculated by
London Transit and by the Disability Allowance Committee and all this different fucking government.
I hear they have lots of power over there.
Yeah, we have a pretty fair amount. We did, not we.
Yeah.
London Buses, Transport for London, I used to work for, they have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
But they just scrapped that idea.
Hmm.
All the drivers are going, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm late every day now.
Right.
They tried it for like a month. 2 months.
Didn't work.
So they scrapped it. They went, okay, it didn't work. We tried it, it didn't work.
Right.
But it seems to be over here, they don't even try this stuff.
Right.
They just give you a schedule, like the Limeridge, some of the Limeridge buses, the Upper Wentworth, Upper Wellington buses.
Mm-hmm.
I've done them on a Saturday in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You get there when the mall closes at like 7 o'clock or whatever it is. You get there at 7 o'clock. You're supposed to leave at 7 o'clock. I'm not a scientist. And I'm not a brainy dude.
Right, right.
But to unload 100 people and load 100 people plus three wheelchairs or whatever onto your bus in no time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be a fucking rocket scientist to figure out that you can't do it in no time.
Right.
And this is for, like, not just one trip, but, like, three trips in a row you do that. So if you're 5 minutes late the first trip, now you're 10 minutes late the second trip, now you're 20 minutes late the third trip. Because you're just screwed.
Right. So don't sweat it.
Yeah. So just don't stress.
Just do your job. Like
the driver's, I need a break. I need a break. Have a fucking break.
Yeah, go in
the bathroom. You need to use the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
Go.
You need to have a cigarette. Have a cigarette.
Hey.
At home, it was called an access need. If you needed to smoke a cigarette, they class it as an access need.
Right.
And I'm doing air quotes with my fingers, by the way. All right, because you can't see me, obviously. I don't know why I'm doing it. Stupid fucking idiot. Like, it's late in the day or early in the morning. It's like 2:30.
I'm half asleep, so I'm missing half of this.
Give me a break. You can listen back on iTunes. Right? www.itunes.transitsense.com. Right?
Oh, that's where you find it.
On a Facebook page.
What were you talking about?
Of course. Yeah. So it was called an access need.
Oh, access need.
I've got an access need. I need to go to the bathroom. I've got diabetes.
We can use that.
We should use it. You want to have a cigarette? I mean, I don't like people fucking blowing smoking, but you want to smoke?
Well, if you need it, need it.
If you need to smoke, you're addicted to nicotine.
Yeah, I'm addicted to coffee.
I'm addicted to Tim Hortons and donuts. So I'll stop and have a donut and a fucking cup of coffee.
I like that terminology, access need.
It's an access need. They call it an access need. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going for a break.
Yeah,
but you just went to piss 5 minutes ago. I've got a weak bladder. What do you mean? So just fucking call a doctor for me.
That's it. I don't work good under pressure.
Yeah. I can't have an audience while I stand and have a wee. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, so no, just
make stuff like that. It's just it's trying to get into the drivers. It's trying to get into the operators.
Well, it's bred into us from the days maybe we worked in a factory or some other job where you need a break. Speed. Break time is a break time, and the end of the line is my break time.
But people don't realize until you explain to them, because I'm from a background with the transit, I've done it a long time.
Right.
I know all about the laws, the labor laws when it comes to transit operators, are out the window.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist for transit
operators. It surprises a lot of drivers.
Yeah, and people don't understand that we're exempt from every labor law in Canada.
Isn't that amazing?
We don't have to have a break after a 40-minute break.
You might have to repeat that, Tony.
A half-hour break after 30 minutes or whatever it is, or every 4 hours you need a 30-minute break.
I hope they explain that to them when they hire people.
So they do eventually. They do eventually.
But you can work it to your advantage, too.
But you can, yeah.
You can. But you're human.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I've done it. I've raced the bus because I want to get to the end of the line because I need to make a phone call or I need to text message the wife or the kids are fucking bad and I need to give them a slap or something or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. Sometimes you need that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But if I know for a fact I'm not going to get that 5 minutes, I'm not racing. I'm not racing my bus.
I call it the carrot for the horse. Yeah.
I'm just not doing it. And there is drivers out there. Yep. I would disrespect them. They want to do it. You know what? It's their license.
That's right.
I don't want anyone to get injured.
But when it goes wrong.
But when it goes wrong, you're screwed.
Yep, you're accountable.
If you're speeding, you're screwed.
You're accountable for your own actions.
If you have an accident because you've made a turn that you shouldn't have made too quick, you're screwed.
And you'll hear
it from everyone.
For years, the operations department, the supervisor will come out and say, why were you speeding?
Yeah, and it's all tracked on your thingy now. I mean, I'm late. Like I said, I'm late. Nearly 100% of the time. And all the controllers at night, I work nights, all the controllers know it. I don't call in when I'm 20 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get myself back on time, I get myself back on time. I know how to work the system, I'm not stupid.
Things happen.
Things happen, I just get late.
Mm-hmm.
Crappy schedules. I'll sign the work 3 days before the end of the sign-up. So my work sucks, all right? I don't have the privilege of being here 25 years.
It's sort of like the savannah, you know, the lion comes first and you're probably the buzzard.
I'm the runt of the litter. All right, that's just the way it is. You're the head of the litter, Ken, and I'm the runt of the litter.
Well, I'll leave you a piece.
The bulls are fucking fucked already. There's nothing left anyway. It's another 3 weeks of bulls on it. But that's another podcast. We've got to talk about
something else.
Podcast.
But
you know what I'm saying? I know the schedule sucks. That's why I don't look at the paddles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care.
It's being addressed by other people within management. They know it too. So.
Yeah, but we had a thing when I started here a couple of years ago. The first board I did was a full board 2012. Was the full board. I done the last Barton bus, and I did Stony Creek on a Sunday, Saturday, and I was off Sunday, Wednesdays. And then I was on spare board for a bit, and then I went to days for a board. And all that time, for the first three or four boards I was here, we had like forms you could fill in. The union had them posted on the downstairs in the lounge.
Yes, remember that.
The run number, a key number, what trip numbers or whatever, like the first trip, second trip, fifth trip, whatever, where you was losing time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why you was losing time, passenger loadings, traffic, poor signalling, traffic light, sequencing, whatever.
It was good to see that.
I filled in that fucking stack of those. Like, literally a phone book's worth of fucking stuff.
What did you see as a result of that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because I signed the same work, a couple of boards in a row, same.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not having a go at the union. They do a phenomenal job as far as I'm concerned.
They do.
They I can't say enough about it.
You know the answer to this?
They've obviously took it and give it to someone, and someone's going to fuck that up for it in the bin. Because it's too much work.
Right.
Now, I can understand that because, like you said, the piece of the pie is very, very rich.
But here's what works. Us putting in individual reports and all that's fine. That's a great incentive. I like the idea. If we could only get everybody to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Drive responsibly.
There's 500 people here. That's never going to run.
Hard, isn't it?
It's very,
just,
very
just
hard.
Just picture this. Everybody does the
Everyone
same
Everyone drives
thing.
At the speed limit.
Yeah.
Everyone
picture
takes
that.
A break if they need a
picture
break.
Picture that. Do you know what kind of
every
power
route,
that is?
Every route would be screwed.
Yeah.
The worker.
They would have to change it.
Yeah, the us as operators, we have some power. People don't think we do, but we
oh,
do.
Huge.
We drive the bus.
Huge.
We drive the people of this good city around.
Yes.
And this is a good city.
And that guy from
And the transit system here is very, very good from what I've seen
yeah.
in Canada.
And the guy that left here from the scheduling said, it's up to you guys to prove us wrong. If you don't prove us wrong, we got nothing to take the city
yeah.
council.
Yeah.
We can't change nothing. They say, well, it works, as our manager has
because,
told.
And why does it work?
Because people are driving too fast, speed. Possibly.
They're missing
right?
stops.
They're doing things recklessly.
Yeah. They're
okay.
doing stuff that they
They're taking
be
chances.
For the reason they're human beings.
They want. They think they
need,
have to do that.
They think they
it's
have
a
to
survival
do
game.
Yeah, but even in the training now, it's obviously different when you've done the training. It was probably a lot different. They
yes.
probably never had 5 weeks of training like they do now, or 4 weeks of training.
It was different. We were.
They never had all the testing to get the job. They never had none of this
no.
shit.
No.
So it was completely different then.
Yeah.
And as the top 100 guys in this company have been here 30 years plus, I would say. Mm-hmm. And that's probably might be a slight exaggeration. You've been here a long time. I'd say the top 100 have probably been here as long as you have. 25 years plus,
mm-hmm.
easily.
Yeah, 25 years.
Yeah, so it was probably a different kettle of fish when they started.
Yeah, we had three sets
so
of
it
training.
So oh, you've got to be there to there, because it was more of a military style of operation.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Now it's more liberal style of operation, and it's the modern style of operation.
Right.
Or we're getting there.
It's good.
With the managers and the inspectors and stuff there, they understand.
If it's used right, it's a good idea, sure.
That's what I'm saying, the scheduling system is archaic.
Yeah.
The way you have it, where you have a set time point and you have to be at this time point.
Right.
Mate, you can't do that.
Not with the special needs.
Not with the special needs that we have in this. And this town has a lot of the special needs stuff because we're in this town.
And the roads that have been designed,
for it.
As it's been mentioned by the city, the roads that have been designed to slow traffic down on purpose, to look at stores and the surroundings, that traffic has been slowed down on purpose.
Which is a good idea.
Oh, fine.
No, it's a good
but
idea.
Be it,
you
but
try
but
and
allow
bring people into the
but
into
allow
the city,
time for that.
But then the scheduling department has to allow time.
Right. But when drivers don't drive sensibly, then it gives a wrong impression to
yeah.
the scheduling department.
Yeah, because the thing was when I started, some of the inspectors, the older inspectors, no names mentioned, they were like, "Why are you late? What do you mean? Why am I late? I'm always late. Like, this bus is always late." Well, the guy before you can drive and keep it on time. How fast is that fucking guy going? What's he got a fucking jetpack on the back of his bus? I'm
yeah.
driving at 50
yeah.
or average speed of 40 or whatever it
right.
is. You probably get 40 kilometers an hour average over most of our routes. They're half hour, 40-minute runs, easy.
Throw
How fast is he going?
Throw the inspector this question or supervisor.
I mean, and that was because I was new. I thought they
sure.
probably just are because
yeah.
I'm new.
They like
I'm
to
not
pick
a fucking
on new
idiot.
People.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to lose my license.
Throw the inspector or supervisor this question. When did you last drive a bus? Did
yeah.
you drive a bus with wheelchairs? Did you drive a bus with walkers and special needs like we have today?
Mm.
Did you drive a natural gas bus? It'd be amazing the kind of answer you'll get. Well,
oh, yeah.
No.
No. Well, then.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Have you rolled with me?
If the bus is moving, gas buses are good if they're moving.
They make great highway coaches.
Good if they're moving.
Natural gas makes great highway coaches.
Yeah, because you don't stop.
Once you're going, you're fine.
Yeah,
try stopping and going.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Stop, go, stop, go. You try and do Barton Street on a Sunday with a gas bus. Yeah, good luck. You'd be pulling. I've got no hair to pull out. I'd be pulling my fucking ears off my head.
Yeah,
it's just
I hear they're getting better. You know what I mean? We're getting.
Allegedly, we're getting some
natural gas, some new
buses, and
they're supposed to be better.
They had one here, the Ottawa bus, the OC Charlie bus. It was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a nice design. It looked.
Hey, if it works, good. It works. If good. It works, great. It works. But again, maybe a supervisor from years drove years ago. It's different ballgame.
It was all higher floor buses. So you could probably keep a schedule because there was no special needs.
Here's another kicker.
Very few special needs.
Very few. To see a walker get on was an exception.
No walkers. I've been to New York recently. And Aaron Marshall, Sifu Aaron Marshall was on the podcast, the last podcast talking about self-defense. He goes to New York like fucking seems to be every other week.
Yeah.
He's got a pass in his wallet. The guy's crazy. But they have like... You get run over. You go on the trains and stuff there.
Yeah.
Like I was standing at the train station, and the schedule's so tight over there that I went to my 7-year-old. Oh, wait, let this lady get on first. And this lady turned around and looked at me, and then she bent down to my 7-year-old and said, "Run for your seat." Literally, that's what she was like. If you don't run for your seat, darling, you're never going to get a seat, okay? Because they run you over to get a seat.
It's a survival game.
Sure. I see no walkers. I used to train every day. I was there for a week.
Is that right?
Not one walker, not one four-prong cane, not one pod thing, a couple of wheelchairs. That was it. Because they don't, it's like, even on the buses, I was in Manhattan, and probably the outskirts, you probably get wheelchairs. They do have low-floor buses, and they do have hydraulic buses and ramps and shit.
Yeah.
I've seen it on YouTube and stuff like that in the Bronx and the Brooklyn and stuff. They do have them.
Yeah.
But it's not like abundance like we have here.
No.
Every stop or every other stop on certain
days. Well, it's not just walkers, it's also baby buggies. No,
baby buggies. They have none of that shit.
Hey, you know, they take as much time getting on and off as a walker does.
Even more sometimes.
Maybe more so.
More because.
Yeah. We're not dissing them or saying that they shouldn't be on. But it's just, that's the way the reality is.
Yeah.
And that reality has to be passed on to the scheduling department. Mm. What are we doing to send that message to the scheduling department? Are we compensating somewhere else by, like, racing, driving aggressively, being rude to people?
Yeah.
All these things come into play.
All of these things that I hold my hands up and say I've done.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty as charged. Because I'm a human.
Yeah, I've had attitudes.
You've had it. I
see a wheelchair at the stop, and I go, "What the? No, I don't have time for this."
There is no way in the 400 years you've been working here that you've never had a fucking bad day.
Right? Oh, you got bad days.
Every driver's gone, fuck, not that guy in a wheelchair. He takes 10 minutes to get
there. Oh, look it. I know.
I'm 4 minutes late, and this guy's going to screw me. And I've got no brake, and I'm dying.
And you give him a scurry look.
And you want to kick him out of his wheelchair and throw his wheelchair under the bus.
I bet you don't even need that wheelchair.
Yeah, everyone's everyone has a bad day.
Sure.
And everyone has attitude. Races the bus once in a while. You know,
What I would like to see.
It's being consistent.
Yeah.
Being consistently late. I like being consistently late because it makes a point.
Yeah, people get used to it then, don't they?
They get used to it. Like, sure. I've had people say, "Why are you late and the other guy's fucking always on time, always early?" Because I'm driving sensibly.
Right. I say, give me his name.
End of argument. I'm driving to the speed limit. Right. I'm picking all my passengers up. I don't care if there's three buses waiting behind me in a row. They want to go around me, go around me.
Yeah.
You don't want to help me out. You sit behind me. I don't give a shit. Because I'm just going to pick stop every stop and pick up passengers like that's my job.
You know,
if the schedule don't allow for that, then the schedule doesn't allow for that. That's not my concern.
We don't work for the scheduling department.
Yeah, that's not my concern.
We work in operations.
And like I said, it's not that we're slagging off the scheduling department. No. Because I've done something. It's a fucking terrible, thankless fucking job. Because we don't appreciate it. The passengers don't appreciate it. The management don't appreciate it. Whatever you say about the scheduling department, whoever's doing it, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go and see how they come up with the things and just talk to them. I'd like to have more fluidity between operators and management and the scheduling department to see if you could maybe not just change it completely, but alter certain routes. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they do every so often. Every summer, they'll have a bit of a change up and they'll cut some routes back because there's roadwork, stuff like that. But that's the exception. You need that every... Like I was... When you started, what was the big things are the King bus is got a lot better in the last 10 years. but still not as service as it was 20 years ago.
Oh.
20 years ago, it was every 4 minutes or 5 minutes.
Quite often, yeah.
Then it
yeah.
went down to every 15 because one bothered funding the transit right, in the city for
we lost provincial years. Funding,
we lost
and, stuff.
Funding yeah. and stuff, which yeah. is yeah. understandable. They lose it.
Right.
You have to scale back, cut back drivers, right. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But now it's, oh, yeah, it's a lot better, but it's not as good as it was 20 years ago.
Right.
And there's twice as many people get on the bus. Demand, there's twice as many cars on the road. There's twice as many bus
right.
stops.
And the demand is growing. And when you say that, I was going to bring this up earlier. I found a 1984 schedule.
Oh, my God. How old are you? you know, in 1984, I was six. Just to put out.
And that's not even when I started.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
You've been
here. Why are you retired?
I got a kid at home still.
Oh, Jesus.
I've
got four kids at home still, including myself.
Anyways, at that time, we only had high floor buses, and there were three ends of the line. There was the Mountain Garage that just opened up. There was the City Limits, which is down by the Egg and I. That's where that loop was. The City Limits loop was there.
Oh, just down the road here.
Just down the road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then there was Lime Ridge Loop, which was halfway down Lime Ridge Road where the plaza is. It used to be a Fortino's there, and that's where we used to be across from that. Yeah. That was the Lime Ridge Loop. Now, the time allowance that was from there, those areas and up here to downtown was around 28, 29 minutes. Okay?
Really?
Yes. With what a high floor.
What is it now?
About in that same area or 27 minutes. They gave me a less time for doing more with special needs.
Yeah, that's
does that make sense to you?
That we got more buses. How many buses did they have when you started? We got, 500 buses now? 500 drivers?
We had quite a few.
400
we had a little arsenal of buses because we were doing a lot of school runs, more so than we do now. We had a little army of buses that way. Yeah. So we might have had the same amount of buses then.
Okay. But okay. You're picking up half as many passengers, and none of them were in wheelchairs.
Oh, no. None of that.
See, so the scheduling has got better from 10 years ago when the funding was proper crap. Now the funding's a lot better. Don Hall and Chris done a good job.
Yeah.
The director of transit.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever people say about Don, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Done a good job. He's got funding from other sources.
He's a money man.
He's a money man, and he's good at his job.
Yeah, and he hired him to do a certain thing with money. He's done that with the money.
Granted to him, he's a decent
If they gave him more money, he would do more.
Oh, if they gave me more money, I'd do more. In fact, no, I wouldn't, actually. No, I wouldn't. I'd scrap that.
Yeah.
We'll edit that one out. Because I'd do about the same as I do now, which is fuck all, to be honest.
I lost my train of thought now. I was going to go somewhere else with us.
You're saying about the time they give you for those loops to downtown.
Yeah, and you don't get it now.
Roughly the same. Well, yeah. I know the pull-ins. I'll get, what is it, from the McNab terminal up to the garage, you get 20 minutes. You do that in 10 minutes this time of night.
Mm.
Easy.
Well, this time, maybe, yeah.
I mean, easy.
But midday, you know how
midday, it's screwed.
Congested.
Yeah, I've done it at like 7 o'clock, and but they still give you the same amount of time.
Yeah. What's the sense of that?
Well, I mean, I was driving to work today. I left my house at 4:30, and I don't start till like 5:20 at the garage, and it took me 40 minutes to get here. I got here 5:18. So, I mean, literally 50 minutes to get here today because the access is all screwed.
I probably told you this before, but this gives you an idea about what the low accessible buses have done to us. It's great that they're here and that they do the service they do. Fine. I get that. I was on what they call the Drivers Advisory Committee at one time. We had that here where drivers had some input. We sat around a table, much what we're doing right here right now. And you'd have about maybe 4 or 5 drivers. I think there was about 5 maybe. And we had it was designed by our personnel manager. It was a great concept. It wouldn't do it now. It's a shame.
Mm.
But we would have managers of the department sit in there during the meeting. Somebody from the mechanical department, somebody from revenue, somebody from scheduling, And we throw some things at them. And we understood. We weren't just a complaint venting session. We were positive, motivated, how can we improve
opinions,
things? Okay? So the manager of personnel couldn't chair the meeting one day, and we had a supervisor. And this guy was prim and proper, and he would say, things in the proper wording. Of course, that's the way it was his nature. But he said, gentlemen, our people. We're entering a new era. A new era? What are you talking about? We're entering the era of the elf bus. What the heck's an elf bus? Is that guy that's on TV? That's an alien?
A little alien who drinks.
Yeah. I'd like to eat some cat, please. No, not that. It was accessible low floor. What's an accessible? Oh, wait a minute. I think I know where you're going with this. Is it down near the ground? Well, then he told us, no stairs. No stairs. What a concept.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Oh, no stairs on a bus.
What's it for? Wheelchairs?
Oh, fuck.
I put up my hand.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Okay. I put up my hand. Wait, what? Yes, Ken? Does the scheduling department know about this? Right at the first, right? Yeah. Bang, dead on. Does the scheduling department know about this? They're prepared for this question. Well, other properties have found that with the no stairs that people get on quicker, it offsets the delay you'll have with a wheelchair. Hand goes up again quick. Ken again? Okay, Ken. What? So what you're telling me is I'm doing the Barton run. I stop at Barton and Ottawa Street, and I pick up 20 people, and they get on really fast because there's no stairs.
Yeah.
I'm on time. Okay. I get to Robbins Avenue, and there's a wheelchair. 2 minutes, let's say. A minute to 2 minutes.
It's about right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, okay. That's about right, yeah.
So I was on time at Ottawa Street. Now I'm 2 minutes down at Robbins.
And you've had to ask 15 people to move out.
So,
to get
and maybe that too, yes. Yeah. Now, do those 20 people that maybe want the Mohawk on Kenilworth Street get to watch it go by because I'm at Robbins Avenue alone in a wheelchair behind 2 minutes? They didn't answer me about that one. So see how that affects us.
How long have you been waiting for that answer, Ken?
I'm still waiting. So that affects our service, that affects our scheduling. Do they account for that? No, not in the middle, not in between where the time points are.
See, you can't account for that.
Can't.
I'll defend them on that because you can't account for that because you don't know.
Fine.
John Smith's got to get on at Robbins Avenue with his wheelchair. You can't account for that.
But right.
You can preempt a lot of this stuff, be proactive rather than reactive. I'm doing air quotes again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, if you have the buses every 8 minutes, the Mohawk buses every 8 minutes, okay, if I miss the Mohawk bus that used to come past at 20 past four in the afternoon, I've only got 8 minutes to wait for the next one, 10 minutes to wait for the next one.
Right.
Okay, the bus is every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I've got 15 minutes wait at the most. At the most, I've got 15 minutes wait.
Right.
And that's how they work it back home.
Yep.
We don't have connections at home. We just don't have them. We don't have like...
That's realistic.
Yeah, we don't have, you wait for the bus because he's too...
Yeah, that's realistic.
Fuck that. You miss the bus. The bus. You wait for the next one.
When I started here...
Simple.
If we had a bus within 2 blocks...
I do that now.
We were to wait.
Yeah. That's still in the operations manual. I'm sure you got one.
So going
somewhere.
Back to that scenario at Robbins Avenue, that bus at Mohawk or Kenworth should wait. But that doesn't happen this day.
No, but he needs a piss. He needs a cup of coffee.
Right.
He needs
a
cigarette. He's fucking, I'm see ya.
Gone.
Oh, you're alone in a wheelchair. I'm not waiting for you. I'm gone.
You're burned.
Bye-bye.
I'm just leaving you behind.
Yeah. Okay, the passenger's got 20 minutes to wait for me.
It might even be the wheelchair once that connection.
That's where it don't bother me in the slightest.
Yeah.
That's why the schedule, like I said, it means it's a guideline. And
it is a guideline.
And it says on the schedule, we are not responsible. HSR, City of Hamilton is not responsible for any lost connections, misconnections.
But here's the things we got to...
Lateness, because it's just, they know that's...
We got to be flexible. On there. But here's the things that have to be said, as we said already. Look after yourself. Your well-being. Don't let the schedule dictate your well-being, your human needs that you have. Drive sensibly, skillfully, and don't give a false impression to the scheduling department.
Yeah.
If we all drove sensibly, some drivers will say, "Oh, come on." Well, really, if we did, then that would give it. You know, why is this? Why are these buses always late?
Okay, so you'll be late and you'll get late home. See, I was told when I've said this to you before, right? When I first started, there was a guy that I love to bits. He's called David Bird. He still works for the buses back home. And Dave, if you listen to this, I love you to bits. He's a godfather to mine.
Is he an inspector?
He's an inspector with me in the station. He was my mentor. Like I said, I just love the guy to bits. Right?
Nice.
He's like a second father to me. He's great.
Yeah.
The best bit of advice he said to me was, "You're going to be late." I looked at him like, the fuck am I going to be late? When I first got into the job, it's 8, 9 years
ago.
That was
good conditioning.
Now, you're going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
Don't book any appointments an hour before your work starts or an hour after your work finishes because you're going to be late.
Good.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about being late. Take your time.
Yeah.
Sensible. Yeah. Slowly catchy monkey.
Yep.
I mean, you don't... Oh, fuck God, I'm going to be late. I knew I was going to be late.
It's a given.
Oh, fuck, something happened 10 minutes before I left the station. Oh, fuck, I've got to deal with this shit now because I'm the one in charge.
It's
not
a video game. Yeah, you have no control over
something. You can't go, oh, fuck, I'm going to pause you. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Play you tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone, all the new guys, don't worry about the fare structure until you're really relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to a couple of new drivers recently. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the fare structure. Mm-hmm. People give you shit about the transfers. And when you get really relaxed driving the bus,
right,
and you don't mind being a bit late and you're not all stressed out,
mm-hmm,
then you can start informing about the fares.
Glad you got that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, you can't enforce the fares. We inform, we don't enforce. Huh?
You carry a gun, do you?
Yeah, I do. I've got a little baseball bat and everything.
When I started here, they carry billy sticks.
I'm miserable English. I don't get much trouble on the bus. But, and he said to me, you got to relax. Because I was all stressed out, trying to learn the routes and shit. Like, just relax, you're going to be late.
Very good, Prince.
Makes no difference.
Yeah.
You get paid.
Yeah.
Are we paid by the minute? Do we stop getting paid after our 9 hours or 10 hours? No, we get paid until we go home.
Until
I get back to the dispatch window with my paddle.
Right.
I'm paid.
Yeah, they'll ask you why.
Why are you late?
Well, this is why.
Passenger loading.
Okay.
Traffic. Weather. Bus was terrible. I was
come on, ride with me. I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll show you why.
Yeah, come with me.
That's what we need.
I ain't got nothing to hide.
You know what? I can understand that people want to get home. They pick up work between 5 in the morning.
Well, they've been told things.
Yeah, you start at 5, you finish at 2. I want to be finished at 2. I don't want to give my bus late to the next guy because he gets
sick or she gets sick. You might have to.
You give the bus late to me, I don't give a shit. You give the bus late to me every day of the week.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid. If I'm supposed to pick the bus up at 12:30 and you're there till 12:40, I'm still getting paid for that 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
The fact is, I don't really care because I'm standing around drinking a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm,
talking to my colleagues, my friends, until the bus turns up.
Yeah.
What do I care? You're late to get home, but don't book anything in that 2 hours.
In fact, a driver should never harass another driver for bringing a bus in late. That's very important to be said.
Yeah, I
don't. We get that sometimes, and that's the worst thing.
Oh, why are you late? Because I'm late. What do you want?
Oh, come on. I had one guy say to me, what was wrong with the bus? Nothing.
I was driving. It was busy.
It was a busy trip. Get over it.
Are you getting paid?
Get over it.
You're getting paid.
These are the people that don't know how to, not schedule, but don't know how to work the schedule to their advantage for their health.
Yeah, because they're looking at their break time.
The break time's gone.
Yeah, it's not their break time. Like you're saying, it's recovery.
It's for the bus.
But I mean, what's the biggest thing that they could do here?
What they have to do, what this company needs, is they need to have more money put into it from the city. This goes for any city across North America, especially because North America is not as advanced as in England with transit.
Yeah, because we have to be there.
Yeah. So here it's like, do we have to put a bus out?
It's a smaller.
Do we have to put a bus out, really?
Yeah, you know? It's a smaller.
That's the way it is here. So they have to recognize that, yes, it is important, transit. Yes, you do have to put money into it. As our manager said to me once, a counselor came here and said, we want more service to a certain plaza. And our manager said, it's going to cost you more money. And the counselor goes, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Take it.
They don't know why. They don't understand it.
Yeah, rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It costs more money to run a system. Put the money into it. The scheduling will be broadened out.
I mean, this company, we do waste a bit of money.
Well, it has happened.
On certain things and certain routes that maybe you don't need all the time. Like
There's direction money has gone that should not have gone, there.
That's no thing. It's just people getting stuff getting overlooked.
But if we stick
because
to our guns?
If we stick to our guns.
Stick to our guns, drive sensibly, look after yourself.
It's not even driving sensibly.
Yeah.
Driving safely.
You'll get the backing.
You know what I mean? I always tell everyone that I speak to, you get home safe, passengers get home safe, you've had a good day.
Yep.
Whether you're 5 hours late, an hour early.
Yep.
You've got home. If I get home safe to my family, and the passengers on my bus get home safe to their families, that's it.
That's all I care about.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
Whether I'm late and I'm pissed, they're pissed off with me because I'm late. Don't care. That's, they've got home safely on my bus.
So I think they get this now when we say this. But then you'll have those that'll say, fine, but I'll get hammered. Oh, if I run late, I'm going to get all the people. Well, get over it.
You're a bus.
You're a bus. You're going to carry people.
You pick up people, you drop people.
Here's the golden rule. Here's the golden rule. Your door area is to be kept clear. That's all you're going to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like we're having a go at the operators. We're not.
We're trying to support.
I'm pro-worker. There's not anyone could say that I don't try and look after my fellow workers.
You know what? We had to learn this ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I had some really good teachers back home in England, real good teachers, right. Like David and a few others, Robin and Brian. I had a bunch of good guys that look after me.
Sure.
And they were doing the job for a long time.
I did too when I started here.
I was wet behind the ears, but it's a job that I've learned to... I don't want to break my phone. I put my phone away.
That's it, you're
good. Yeah, it's a job that I've loved.
Me too.
From day one, and the bad days or the good days far outnumber the bad days.
Oh, for sure.
Even driving a bus. I love driving a bus.
Yeah.
I might look like a miserable fuck. And people say, oh, that miserable English tattooed twat, he's on the bus, he's miserable, he's got a bad attitude.
Go home.
Yeah, I don't have a bad attitude. I just don't say very much when I'm on the bus.
Yeah.
When I do podcasts and when I talk to people that I want to talk to, then I say what I need to say.
Yeah.
But when I don't want to talk to people, is normally I don't want a million questions while I'm driving my bus.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to drive my bus, get you to where you're going safely, on time, late, whatever. And that's what all the drivers should do.
Right.
Personally. My personal opinion.
Yep.
It's not the opinions of the HSR. It's not the opinions of the union. It's not the opinions of the company, the city of Amazon.
Through our experience is what we're
trying to... It's my experiences, my personal...
We're trying to share that.
That's what we're sharing on the podcast.
That's right. So recognize that. Recognize that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff they could do. They could change the schedules, and they could do the whole schedule from start to finish.
In our company, we work with a lot of great people.
Yeah.
In all departments.
Yeah.
Great people.
We just need to tweak some of the... And it only comes from us.
And we all need backing.
Yeah.
Every department needs backing. We're not getting the backing really that we need.
I mean, we've been talking 50 minutes nearly on scheduling, and we could probably talk for another 2 hours. So this will probably go into another podcast. And we'll get some more guests.
It's the biggest stress factor on this job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Learn to control it.
Well, for some drivers, not for me.
Well, you've got total control.
I'm a different kettle of fish entirely.
You cross your legs when you drive. Don't you yawn to yourself?
I don't. I'll shut my eyes and everything. Go to sleep. It's cruise control.
Meditate.
That's what cruise control's for, no? You have cruise control on the bus, don't you? I'll just get a passenger to drive for me once in a while. Oh, you take over. I want to sit down and have a cup of tea and cigarette. No, but like I said, we'll probably go into another podcast and we'll try and get some more guests. A quick mention.
Yes.
Before we sign off on this podcast, the POPS committee.
Very important.
I'm not sure what that stands for. I can't remember. I've lost my bit of paper. It's something.
Political. Anyways, it's to get the politics.
It's a recognition. It's a community-based thing that our local union, ATU, Amalgamated Transit Union, great union, great guys.
Yep.
Two of the people on there I know personally from my class. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. They've done the thing recently with the pink campaign for the anti-bullying.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes. Community. They do some community service. Yep. We're going to try and get
more community service.
A couple of people from the committee onto the podcast. But Ken, you went to the meeting this morning.
Right.
How did it go?
Went very well.
Quickly before.
Went very well. It showed how what's happening is there's a big change coming up, and we're having an election right now in this province, as everybody knows. And,
Tim Hudek or whatever his name is.
Right, right. Their purpose is not to influence you on how you vote, but one of these candidates is promoting the idea of the right to work ruling. The right to work ruling has been tried in the United States.
Doesn't work.
24 states have it.
Decimated Detroit.
Horrible.
Markham, mate.
I mean, there's, I think out of 24, there might be four that are surviving. Yeah. There's plazas that they you look at the neighborhoods. They showed us a shopping plaza in the video. It's like a
parts of Detroit, you can actually buy a three-bedroom detached house for $500.
Oh, and they're
and
actually...
Actually true. That's not me talking about my ass. That's actually true.
Somebody started farming in the middle of Detroit. Yeah, I mean, it's all barren. It's it's horrible.
I've been to Detroit. It's like
Michigan is just one of the states that just recently come onto this idea of right to work. There's the video that's on. I should remember right now, but I'll let Sheldon and them tell you where it shows even a congresswoman down in South Carolina saying
how bad it
is. It doesn't work.
It takes the rights away from the worker.
It's horrible.
And gives the rights to the massive corporations that want to pay you $5 an hour.
Right. So what it does, it eliminates basically the middle class. The rich get richer, poor get poorer. I call them peasants.
Yeah.
And basically you end up like a peasant.
Yeah. Okay. Working for peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More jobs, all right. What kind of job?
I think we slightly digressed off the what the POPS committee does. When Sheldon will ever come onto the podcast, we'll discuss politics because they know more than I do.
Let them tell you because they're gonna give the lowdown on this and the websites to go to. On YouTube, if you punch up on YouTube, right to work, there's something in there about USA, and that video will sort of show you the realities.
Yeah, I looked at the video. Yeah,
it's quite something.
It's pretty brutal.
It is. It's a reality. Yeah. It's a reality check. But another thing that this is doing too is this committee is getting us more involved in the community. And I really like that part.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in the 1982 strike we had here. There I go again.
Jeez, 1982, I was four. How much further are you going to go back?
Anyways,
the only further back would be
the picket line. I was doing a driving program.
I was doing
a driving program here with
scab.
ATU.
You scab.
No,
you're doing job driving.
Getting the gas money to do this. I would take, not just I, a bunch of us would drive seniors or those that needed to the doctor or to the hospital. And it was a great community service. And even my doctor recognized it so well. He commended us so much for doing that.
Yeah.
So this is basically getting back to that idea where we want to do more for the community and bring recognition to what we really are.
Well, me and Ken was talking to this before the podcast. A fucking dress-up day at Halloween.
Oh.
Get the bus drivers to dress in their best costumes, and they pay $5, and it goes to charity. I'm going to dress up like Santa Claus at Christmas.
But some people think we already...
Because I'm fat enough and I can get away with it. All right? I'm going to dress up. You can write me up, inspectors, you listen to this. Write me up, Tony Stevenson.
The day is coming.
Badge 1098, okay? Christmas, I'm going to dress up like Santa Claus, the full beard and the hat and the boots and the full bit. All right? And I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. Ken's going to be dressed like my little elf. He's going to be taking kids on the bus. All right? So it's just, you know, just to do stuff like that. It proves that we are human.
Sure, we're human, and we don't just shake our face for more money.
Yeah.
You know, like people think that's what unions do.
You know what? I'll gladly pay $10 to dress up like Santa Claus Christmas week. And whatever I can get sponsored or whatever goes to charity. All right? I'm putting that out now.
There you go.
You want to give me a couple of bucks to dress up like Santa Claus because you don't believe I will. I will, and all the money will go to
this
the
podcast
charity.
This podcast is a charity, isn't
this? This is a charity. It costs me money to do this. I'm doing it on my
own.
Look
at that. He's already doing it.
I'm already giving you freeloading scum some free stuff. Right? Give me some back.
A bunch of pirates.
I mean, a bunch of scabby pirate fucks. What was that thing? You pirate hooker. Yeah, you pirate hooker. Anyway, okay. The POPS committee, we're going to try and get Sheldon
on here, Albright and Joe Matus.
Yeah, we're going to try and get him.
Yes, they've already volunteered their efforts.
Yeah, so if you listen to this, Sheldon and Joe, thank you very much. We'll get together soon. Before we go, I've been asked to put a disclaimer at the beginning or the end of the podcast to say that the views expressed on this podcast are my views and Ken's views and our guests' views and opinions. They're not opinions of the ATU 107, Amalgamated Transit Union, Local 107. They're not the views and opinions of the City of Hamilton, and they're not the views or opinions of the management
Hamilton
Street Railway.
They're not.
Okay, there are views, and this is just a morale boosting type of thing.
It is,
and it's going pretty good.
I
was talking to Aaron, saying that he looked on iTunes, because I don't listen to myself after I've recorded this shit, to be honest. It goes out into the ether, and then other people listen to it and they enjoy it. Which
I
is
bet
good.
You listen in England.
There's a couple of hundred people that have listened to it off of iTunes, which thank you very much, listeners.
Yep.
Yeah, so thanks a lot. It means a lot to
pass
me personally.
Pass the word.
Before I go, before me and Ken go, obviously we're on the Facebook page. I say this every podcast. It's a Transit Sense Facebook page, and a couple of other Facebook pages you might want to look at is the Transit Operators Worldwide. It's a really good Facebook page, and the Bus Lounge. That's another one for geeky bus people like myself and Ken. We're on iTunes at Transit Senses. They put a plural in for some reason. So it's Transit Senses, S-E-N-S-E apostrophe S. Don't ask me.
They're trying to bring us to our senses,
yeah,
I guess.
I don't know.
Or they want to censor us.
iTunes seem to do what they like. They're worth $100 billion a day or some stupidness, so they do what they want. Yeah, so it's Transit Senses on iTunes. Yeah. And we're on podomatic.com. Is where the RSS feed comes from, and that's Transit Sense. Brilliant. So thank you again for listening, Ken. As always,
great.
Batman to my Robin.
Love it. Yeah,
it's I enjoy doing a podcast, and I'm sure Ken does, and I'm sure
everyone
enjoys listening to it.
Yep.
So thanks, Ken, again, and remember, drive safe and stay safe.